Give me the word. Make it plain and clear to me. Give me the word. It's a light that I might see. Give me the word.
Give me the word, an outreach of Restoration Church. Visit us online at restorechurch.ca. Now let's join Jeff Edwards as he brings us a word of encouragement, hope, and restoration for today.
Well, good morning. This is Jeff Edwards, and thank you for tuning in to Give Me the Word. Remember, Give Me the Word is brought to you to help establish you in faith, to settle you, to put you beyond doubt, and bring you into a favorable position. You know, I want to encourage you that we have an exciting event on June the 24th. June the 24th. Restoration Church, along with All Nations Church and a lot of churches in this greater Sudbury area, are having an event at Bell Park called Plunge in the Park. That's where we get together and we have baptisms together corporately as the body of Christ. Now, I want to encourage you, if you've not been baptized and you want to be baptized as a public declaration of your faith, come join this citywide event, Plunge in the Park. It began many years ago as All Nations did the event in the park for baptisms for their church, and then they opened it up to show how the body of Christ can come together, and what an expression it is. We'll be live on KFM radio at 10 o'clock, and so come join us for Plunge in the Park, June the 24th at Bell Park. And if you've never been baptized and you want to be baptized, get a hold of All Nations Church or contact us at Restoration Church. You can go online at restorechurch.ca or you can call the church office at 705-588-7600. And we'd like to see you be baptized in water. Hallelujah. It's a great thing. It's a wonderful proclamation of your faith, and it's a great time for all the area churches to come together. That's June the 24th. Plunge in the Park, water baptism, a citywide event. We're excited to see you there. May and I will be there doing baptisms in water, and it's going to be a great time. You know, we've been talking about a series that I began last week called Constant, Solid Realities in a Shifting World. And we began looking at some things about the truth of God and the truth of God's Word and how Christianity and God Himself and His Word is under attack in our day and our time. And you know, it's no different than any other time, because why? We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against a spiritual onslaught of the enemy. Now, I want to tell you, it's principalities and powers and the rulers of spiritual wickedness in high places. It's not the government. It's not your spouse. It's not your pastor. It's not another religious denomination. There is a spiritual battle going on. And it tells us in the book of Timothy that the Apostle Paul wrote Timothy and said this to him. He said, "Timothy, know this, that in the last days there'll be difficult and perilous and hard to live in times." And that's exactly what we're experiencing right now. It says that men will be lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. It didn't say they wouldn't love God, but they would be lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. It said they would be without natural affections. They would be truce breakers. They would not honor contractual agreements and different things like that. And the scripture goes on and on and on and depicts the last days. And you can say, "Well, Pastor Jeff, it's been like that for a long time." Well, it's kind of like the last drop. I remember years ago when they did, you know, coffee, and I believe it was Maxwell House, and they said it was good, or it was Folgers, good to the last drop. Well, it got down to the very last drop, and that's exactly where we're at right now. I believe we're in the end of the last of days. That's right. It began on the day of Pentecost, and it says the Apostle Paul looked forward to this day that you and I live in. And so we are in a battle. The Apostle Paul said it this way. He says, you know, "I've fought a fight, a good fight. I've finished my course. I've kept the faith." Faith is under attack right now, and that's why I've chosen in, I believe, these days that we live in, the Holy Spirit spoke to me directly and said, you need to eradicate biblical illiteracy, and you need to do everything you can to get people to read their Bible. You know, God's Word is true. And we're going to be looking at, can it be true and unchanging? Well, folks, we need to grab a hold of the fact that God's Word says of itself that it is truth. God says that His Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. Jesus is declared in the Word of God in John chapter 1 that grace and truth come together in Jesus Christ. It says that our lives are sanctified and set apart by the truth. Jesus Himself said that in John 17. The Bible is very clear about truth and what it is. Truth is eternal. So we're going to take a look at this today, and I'm going to continue to be teaching and preaching on this. And if you don't have a home church and you'd like to attend church, I encourage everybody to go to a church on Sunday morning. This Sunday morning at Restoration Church at 10:30, I'm going to be continuing this series on constant, and we're going to be looking at some really difficult questions that people are asked, that skeptics ask, that Christians ask about the Bible. And I'm going to be dealing this week with a topic I've entitled The Belief Buffet, that a lot of people just pick and choose what they want to believe, and they mix it together, and they call it Christianity. Well, that's not Christianity. That's a belief buffet. You know, in today's world, you ask yourself the question, is there anything that can be absolutely true and absolutely certain of? The world will tell you no. They're going to tell you that there is what is called situation ethics. And what is a situation ethic? It means there is no absolute reality. It's just, you know, what's going on in the situation determines what's right. You know, well, that's not true. And when we look at the Word of God, you know, we'll find out that there must be an absolute truth that we can build our lives on. And as Christians, we've chosen that truth to be the Word of God. But yet the Word of God itself is under attack. You know, even in the Christian community, people are now just putting the Bible off, and they're reading all kinds of things, and they're bringing all kinds of false doctrine. They're bringing all kinds of experiences into their Christian faith, and their experience do not hold weight when it comes to the Word of God. Now, I'm all for God can go far beyond His Word, but God will never contradict His Word. And so perhaps you're someone who's listening right now, and you're asking these questions about God. Why is there evil and suffering? What about all the apparent contradictions in the Bible? What about those who have never heard of Jesus? How can Jesus be the only way to God? Isn't Christianity just a psychological crutch? And listen to this. It doesn't matter what you believe as long as you're sincere. These are questions that people are asking, and these are questions that I'm going to be dealing with in this whole series entitled Constant, Solid Realities in a Shifting World. And I encourage you, if you don't have a church home, come on out this weekend, you know, and listen and be part of the congregation and the body right there at Restoration Church, 1621 Valley View Road, as we continue this series and we look at this weekend, the Belief Buffet, the Belief Buffet. Now, one of the attributes of God. You know, we want to get a hold of this so that we can know God. The only way to truly know what God is like and to know His attributes is through His revelation of Himself in the Bible, God's Word to mankind. With the authority of the Bible, any attempt to explain the attributes of God would be open to opinion. Without the Bible, how are we going to know? The Bible is a progressive revelation of God, a covenant-keeping God, of God being revealed as the all-powerful one. One of the great attributes of our God is that He's the creator of all things. It tells us in Genesis 1, in verse 1, and in Psalm 24:1, nothing that exists came into being on its own, and no process such as evolution created anything. You know, remember this. As creator, God made everything according to His perfect plan, to reveal and reflect Himself in the creation. Creation has been marred by the fall of mankind into sin. And the fallen creation still testifies to the glory of God's wonderful creative power and genius. The creation itself speaks of God's attributes, and there is no language or speech where voice is not heard, it says in Psalm 19 and verse 1 through 3. And dare I say it this way, I'm dealing with belief systems. And see, we as Christians, or those as seeking God and in using Christianity as our approach to God, have determined that the Bible is how we see truth. And I want you to understand this. As we go into God's Word and we unlock God's Word, we see the truth of God's Word is so wonderful and beautiful and amazing that it's never a contradiction when you understand God. You see His character and His nature. When we look at the beauty of nature, you know, there's no way that you can just imagine that happened. There's too much creative design behind it. When you look at the beauty of a human body and how intricate and woven together it is, you're reminded of what the Word of God says, that you are fearfully and awesomely made. When you see a birth given, whether it's a woman or an animal, you see the wonderful, beautiful process of birth, and there's no way that you can imagine that just happened. You know, folks, we have to get a hold of the Word of God and believe the truth of God's Word. And when we see that God is creative and that His very presence echoes throughout all of creation and the design and the perfection of it, you begin to understand one of the incredible attributes of our God is that we do have the answer. The Bible says to seek Him with all of your heart and you will be find of Him. We're going to look at these questions. Why is there evil and suffering in the world? Did God create evil? Why is it allowed? You see, these are questions people have. In addition to God being creator, I want you to listen here. God is eternal. He had no beginning, and He will have no end. His existence of one of immortality and infinity. It tells us this in the Word of God in Deuteronomy 33:27, in Psalms 90, verse 2, and in 1 Timothy 1:17. Unlike man who changes from day to day, God is immutable, and I dealt with that Sunday night, that He is immutable and unchanging, which means He is absolutely reliable and trustworthy. What God says is. What God says will be. It tells us in the Word of God that He is not a man that He should lie. He is absolutely reliable and trustworthy. God's mind is incomprehensible to mankind. We get a glimpse of God's mind as we understand His character and His nature from His Word and from walking by His Holy Spirit and revelation that God will give us individually about who He is. But let me tell you something. It's still we see in part and we know in part. Because the Bible very clearly tells us His ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And who can know the mind of God? Who can? Except our mind and our thoughts are aligned to what He says and how He thinks. Then we open ourselves up to be able to truly understand more and more about the character and nature of God, that the absolute foundation of our faith must be built on that God is not a man. He cannot lie, and that He is unchanging. This is the assurity of the truth that we can stand on, that we can know without a doubt that we are saved. We can know without a doubt that we are loved. We can know without a doubt that God has a good plan for our life, and no matter what goes on, no weapon formed against us can prosper. We can know of a surety that God will supply all of our need. We can know for a certainty that as God is with us, who can be against us? And this is because His nature is unchanging. He is forever the same, yesterday, today, and forever. The Jesus that healed is still the Jesus that heals. The Jesus that delivered is still the Jesus that delivers. The Jesus that loved is still the Jesus that loves. Folks, He is eternal and unchanging. When we grab a hold of this, there's a bedrock of truth in the midst of the ever-shifting world and landscape of belief. And can I tell you something? Popular culture doesn't change who He is, nor does it change the truth. And when we understand that God's Word clearly defines, and that's why we go to the Word of God and let the Word of God, you know, show us and teach us. Remember, this is Radio for Life, KFM Radio for Life. You're listening to this right now and is bringing life to you. Why? Because it's the Word of God. The Word of God liveth and abideth forever. God's Word accomplishes that for which He intended it. And no word spoken by the Spirit of God is without a purpose and a plan for God to fulfill it. You're listening right now, and you're one that has those questions that I was asking about. And you're going, I want to know these answers. Can I know these answers? Yes, you can. You're one that's going, well, you know, I've not quite been putting God first and His Word. I've been allowing my standards and my ethics to become situation ethics instead of believing that what God said is true. Well, folks, let's grab a hold of this. Let's grab a hold of the fact that God is unique and there is no other. That's what it says in Isaiah 45 and verse 6. And He alone is worthy of all of our worship and our devotion, according to Deuteronomy 6:4. God is completely sovereign over all of life and all circumstances. His plans and purposes will stand, and no one can stop Him or say to Him, what are you doing? That's right. God is triunity, the beautiful triunity of our God, being equally present in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He is not three gods, but one God in three persons. Each the same in substance and equal in power and glory. God is truth. He will always be truthful. He cannot lie. God is just. You see, one of the great questions of today that people ask, and I'm going to be dealing with this in the next few weeks in our church service, is there a heaven and is there a hell? Is there a heaven to embrace and a hell to shun? Well, we're going to look and see that in order to understand the great depth of God's love, You must understand his character and his nature, and you must understand that God is a just God as well as a loving God. And that justice of God demands that payment be made. And that payment for man's rebellion and that payment for man's turning from God was that the sin was upon all human beings. And Jesus Christ came and paid the penalty for that price for you and for me. And that justice was served in a court of law. In that court of law of heaven, that justice has been served by the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ so that you and I could embrace heaven and shun hell. And remember this, there is a hell. And I will tell you wholeheartedly that people don't want to believe the truth of God's word. But we're going to take a look at that. We're going to take a look at the misconceptions about it. We're going to take a look at heaven, and we're going to take a look at hell, and we're going to see what the Bible has to say about it so that you can be certain. You know, God doesn't send anyone anywhere. You make a decision based on your free will. Do you decide to choose and obey God and receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or do you decide to reject him? The Bible speaks of the benefit and the consequence of just such an action. We're going to look at this. God is just. And he said that it is fair that we understand he is completely just. You see, he is merciful and good. And when we grab a hold of this, we'll see that there's no contradiction in the Word of God. There's no contradiction in the nature of God. And that we can rejoice because we have, as the Word of God said, we have preached salvation in no other name save Jesus Christ. And at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, which is in heaven and which is on earth. You see, it's at the name of Jesus that we call upon. It's at the name of Jesus that we preach. And it is God's expression of himself in Jesus Christ, so that you and I could receive this glorious salvation and eternal life that he has. Oh, we've got something to rejoice in as a Christian. We can walk in certainty, and we can be certain in the midst of difficult times that we can have a bedrock, a solid rock, a foundation on which we can stand, and that our peace is not based on who's in government. Our peace is based on the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ. Oh, we rejoice. We rejoice in the name of Jesus that we live in a nation, that we have such freedom and blessings. And I tell you what, I know a lot of brothers and sisters that don't live in a nation like ours, and they rejoice every day and thank God that he is the God of heaven and of earth, that he is the God that brings salvation, healing, and deliverance, and that man is fickle. One government comes and another government goes, but God's word liveth and abideth forever, and he is faithful. And so we need to rejoice and remember we are translated into the kingdom of his dear son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We are translated into God's kingdom by Jesus. God is omnipotent. He is all powerful. He is unlimited and complete. Although he limits his power by acting in accordance with the rest of his character. That's right. That's why believe. You know, there's only one thing more powerful than the Word of God, and that's your unbelief. That's right. God said it, but you've got to believe it. You know, when you believe it, you receive the benefit of it in your life. You can stop the will of God coming to pass in your life just by refusing to believe what the Word of God says. And why do we refuse to believe what the Word of God says? Because we don't believe that God can be trusted. We don't believe His Word can be trusted. We don't believe there's something that's absolute, certain, and unchanging. Well, I'm here to tell you, the fundamental basis of our faith and our victory and our turnaround and our breakthrough is this. God cannot lie. God cannot lie. You know, that's just deeply rooted in my DNA of faith that God cannot lie. You know, God loves you and God has a plan for your life. And who is God? Who can know God? The Apostle Paul said it this way, "For I am persuaded that neither life nor death, heaven nor hell, principalities nor powers, rulers nor mights, dominions, nor circumstance can separate me from the love of God." He knew his God. You know, you ask the questions of why does God allow bad things to happen? Well, those answers are very simple. Because we live in a fallen world. And God himself has set a day, and that day will come to an end, when this earth will pass away. Oh, I'm telling you, the great and glorious grand return of our living Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we have an opportunity to rejoice forevermore about God who is faithful to his word. You know, I want to ask you this question. You know, absolute truth is this, It's something that is true at all times and in all places. And it's something that is always true no matter what the circumstances. In fact, it cannot be changed. For instance, there are no round squares. No round squares. What am I saying about truth? Ask yourself a question. Do you believe God is a God of truth? Do you believe His Word is a word of truth? Do you believe God can be trusted? Do you believe God's Word can be trusted? They're ever connected. And the Lord told me very clearly as I've been preaching on breakthrough and turnaround, He says, Jeff, my people are not receiving what they could because they're not saturated with my word. Because what happens when you get saturated with the word of God? It says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. For with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. And Jesus Himself said, only believe. So I ask you the question, how's your trust level? Sure, I know you've been hurt. I know you've been wounded. I know you've been disappointed. I know trust at times may have seemed violated by circumstances and situations. And maybe you stepped out in faith one time and it didn't come to pass. So now you've created a theology around experience instead of around what God's Word says. Maybe you've created something that your belief system is such that maybe He will, maybe He won't. Sometimes I believe, sometimes I don't. Well, we need to change our belief system. That's what we're going after. I'm going after a belief system that would contradict God's word. I'm going after everything that would exalt itself against the high thoughts of God. Every thought that exalts itself against God be brought low. I used an illustration several weeks ago at church on Sunday morning where I took a lasso. You know, I'm from Texas. I came to Canada from Texas, and I used a lasso. Well, I really didn't lasso them. I just kind of used a slip knot, and I put a rope around a few people, and I had them hold a little thing that said fear. I had one that hold one that said corrupt communication. You know, and what I did is I let them run. That's like your mind. Your mind just runs rampant with these thoughts, and you got to rope them and pull them back in and bring every thought captive. I know fear is running rampant in your heart right now. I know evil forebodings are going on in your mind right now. I know there's anxiety there right now. I know there's doubt there right now. But you know what? We can bring those thoughts right now. Bring them subject to Jesus Christ. You can have peace today. You can have joy today in the midst of whatever's going on. You can have hope come alive today for a brighter and better future for you and for your family. You can walk today into a newness of life that is available to all those who will trust in the Lord and lean not to their own understanding. If you'll grab a hold of what I'm saying this morning, that God's word is true, that God is true, that we must come to Him and know His character and His nature. And even the very questions you have, and some of them I've laid out before you, God's word opens up all the answers. It's a new belief system. It's a new day for you today. Would you pray with me? Would you believe God to do what only He can do, to change your heart, to work in your heart? The Bible tells us in the book of Ezekiel that He would replace our stony heart with a fleshly heart. See, perhaps your heart's become stony and hard because of the life circumstances and situations. Perhaps you've just settled into life going, this is the best it'll ever get for me, and you've just allowed life to happen to you instead of you happening to life. Well, will you pray with me today? Will you lay it all at the feet of Jesus today? Will you, as the Bible says, that we must repent? And the word repent means to change our way of thinking and living. It doesn't just mean a word. It doesn't just mean to say, I'm sorry. It means to change. And what do we change? We change our thoughts. We change our actions. What do we change? We begin by bringing every thought that's contrary to God's word subject to God. We begin by seeking Him first with all of our heart, and we will be found of Him. That's what repent means. It means to change. And so I ask you today, all across this great network and all around the world, would you allow me the privilege of praying with you this morning so that your life radically changes? Just acknowledge that and say yes. Just lift your hand to God and say, yes, God, I receive this prayer. Now let's pray. Pray this with me, with all of your heart. I come before you, God, right now, and I declare the lordship of Jesus over every arena of my life, spirit, soul, body, financially, emotionally, every single arena. And I call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I repent of my way of living and of my way of doing. I believe, Jesus, that you died for me and that you rose from the dead. I believe that you now fill me with your Holy Spirit. I believe now that I am cleansed from all unrighteousness, and that I now stand before you, Almighty God, righteous and holy and just. I thank you, Lord, for filling me with the power to help change every nook and cranny of my heart that has been hardened, that you'll transform my life as I think your thoughts and act the way you say to act. Now just lift your hand and say, thank you, Lord. You see, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, the Bible says you have become born again. If you were a Christian and perhaps maybe walking away from God, if you rededicated your life today by the same thing, by declaring the lordship of Jesus and repentance from dead works, that God is so pleased. The angels in heaven are rejoicing right now. I say to you that God's word will be confirmed in your life with signs following. Lord, heal, deliver, set free. Bring hope, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bring favor into people's lives to change situations and circumstances. Change governmental rules and regulations and the court's rules and regulations for those who have acknowledged you, God, for your favor goes before them as a shield. Lord, I thank you right now for peace and joy and love and the Holy Ghost just exploding all across this great network and everywhere where my voice is sounding right now. Lord, bless your people. Empower them to prosper and increase them more and more. Lord, I thank you. We call back our children, the hearts of the children to the parents. And Lord, we thank you for the hearts of parents turning to the children. I thank you for restoration and turnaround and breakthroughs, Lord. I thank you in the name of Jesus that we cry restore. Just say that right now. Cry restore. I cry restore. That God would restore to you everything that's been stolen. And it begins with trusting him. Don't lean to your own understanding. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. It begins with knowing this, God is not a man that he should lie. It begins with knowing this, that as you turn from your thoughts to his thoughts, from your ways to his ways, something supernatural happens in your life. I encourage you right now, get into the Word of God. I encourage you right now, if you don't have a church home, come visit us this Sunday at 10:30 in 1621 Valley View Road right here in Valcarren, or tune online. We have many people that watch online, and I'm going to continue the series of constant, solid realities in a shifting world, and it's going to be the belief buffet. And what does that really look like in our life and how it's impacted? Remember, the Bible says a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. You don't take a little bit of unbelief and a little bit of faith and mix it together. No, it's either unbelief or it's faith. And so I say to you right now that if you're wanting to see turnaround and breakthrough, you know, connect with us. We want to connect with you. Remember, June the 24th. Plunge in the park. I thank God for Pastor Jeremy so many years from All Nations Church, who started doing water baptisms and then opened it up and invited pastors all across the city and the area to join him and do water baptisms together. Well, that's what's going to happen on June the 24th, Plunge in the Park. Pastor May and I are going to be there. We've got about five or six at this point, probably a whole lot more that we're going to be baptizing, and we'd like to baptize you. If you've never been baptized and you want to be baptized, get a hold of us at the church office, 705-588-7600, or call All Nations Church and tell them you'd like to be baptized in water. That's June the 24th, Sunday at Bell Park at 10 o'clock. What an exciting time it's going to be. Well, as we look at the great events that God's been doing, we're so thankful for all God's doing all across the North. We want you to know you're not alone, that we're praying for you, that we love you. If you'd like me to come and fan the flame of the fire of God in your church or your Bible study, get a hold of me at restorechurch.ca. My heart is open to the entire North, and I'd like to bring the fire of God and the Word of God into your city, into your community. Get a hold of me. We'll come. We want to help you grow in the things of God, and we want to fan the flame of the revival of the fire of God all across the world. This is Jeff Edwards saying we love you, God loves you, and remember this, Jesus is risen. Victory is assured. Give me the
word. Thank you for tuning in to Give Me the Word with Jeff Edwards. For more faith-building messages and resources, visit us online at restorechurch.ca and download our app today. Remember, Jesus is risen. Victory is assured.
Give Me the Word, sponsored by NeilCon, for all your Poured Foundation needs. Call 969-1626.